This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I've been sharing about the importance of passing on a spiritual legacy to the next and subsequent generations. I am indeed fortunate, starting with my parents down to our great-grandchildren, almost every member of my extended family is a believer. My mom and dad were not perfect, but they prayerfully made every effort to help their children become believers, following the instructions in Psalm 78 and Ephesians 5:18 through chapter 6, verse 4, as well as many other scriptures. My siblings and I sought to do the same and equip our children to do the same with their children. God is committed to helping us in this grand adventure. Our prayer is that our grandchildren will be as committed as their parents in carrying out this legacy. Am I concerned that this happens in subsequent generations? You bet. Yes. Familiarity can lead to neglect. I realize that. It can lead to indifference or even contempt. This is seen throughout the pages of the Bible and church history. Our society is not maintaining a spiritual environment conducive to living a godly life. The church, though strong numerically, is morally and spiritually weak and has lost much of her saltiness and light. We need an awakening in the church and home if God's great commission is to be fulfilled. My prayer is that this program can in some way call believers back to biblical priorities and commitments and provide encouragement to those who respond. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.